Okay, this week's parsha is Parshas Ekev. We don't have a lot of time, so we'll try to just crunch it in quickly. If you look at the parsha a little bit, there's a lot going on in the parsha, jam-packed parsha. I want to just focus on actually the beginning and the end of the parsha together. The end of Rishon, a very, very long Rishon, at the end of the first Aliyah in the parsha, the Torah tells us famously, as we know, V'achalta v'savata v'irachta v'ashem alokecha al ha'aretz ha'tova, which we've been discussing the entire summer of Birkas HaMazon. I thought that it would be impossible not to talk a little bit today about brachos in general. We're in the middle also of making brachos right now. And it's extremely essential, as we'll see in a moment, to be mechazik ourselves in Yanni brachos all the time. Especially the entire summer, like I mentioned before, we're learning Yanni brachos. That being said, I'd like to share with you a very beautiful chazal, a famous chazal, which literally can change your life. At the end of the parasha, the Torah says the following pasuk: "V'atal Yisrael, and now Klal Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach. What does God ask of you?" Rashi even explains: Hashem has done so much for us. He always does so much. So what does he want from us? And the pasuk continues. All he wants is Kiyim liyira es Hashem, to fear him, la'av es Hashem, la'leches b'chol du'achav, to keep his mitzvos. That's all he wants. All he wants is a shopping list of ava, yira, walking in his ways, clinging to Hashem. That's all he wants from us. Sounds like a big list. But truth of the matter is, the Gemara has a drasha. The Gemara says a very fascinating drasha. The Gemara says, "Al tikri ma," don't read the word ma, "ela mea." Rather, what it means is 100. And the Gemara learns out from here the source. Good, the source for 100 brachos every day. There's a mitzvah to make 100 brachos every single day. The Gemara says, "Make 100 brachos every single day," and in fact, there are lists that you can get out there to try to figure out how you make a brachos, 100 brachos every day. Every day it's no problem. Just davening alone, you're close to 70 brachos. And you have food, and you have going to the bathroom, and you're fine. You have more than 70 brachos just from davening alone. Close to 80 brachos, davening alone. But you have other things also during the day. It's easy. But Shabbos, you have much shorter Shmona Esrays, and Yom Kippur, you don't eat at all. And there are lists that go around and tell people how you could make up the brachos to make 100 brachos. What's the source of this 100 brachos? So the Gemara tells the following amazing thing. It's actually brought down in the Gaonim. Rav Natro Noi Gaon points out, the Torah quotes us in Simen Mem Ches, I believe. In the time of David HaMelech, there was a Magifa, there was a plague. 100 people were dying per day. Can you imagine that? 100 people just died every single day. Rachmano Litzlan, Hashem Yirachim. And David was very disturbed. What can we do to stop this Magefa? And David HaMelech said, I have the plan. And it was in Ruach HaKodesh. David received in Ruach HaKodesh that the answer is to be mechazik in these 100 brachos. If people are mechazik, strengthen themselves in saying 100 brachos with kavana properly, that will stop the magifa, the plague. And guess what happened? He told this over to Am Yisrael, to the Jewish people at the time, and the magifa stopped. The Bach points out in his commentary on the Torah that the reason why the Torah brings this down la'alacha is to tell us that it's not only in the time of David HaMelech that this was considered a protection against all bad things. It applies nowadays also. If a person wants to know how they can get a tremendous siyat d'shmaya, a tremendous protection from difficult and challenging things, says the Bach, says the Tur, says David HaMelech, says Hashem, and this is parsha basically, be careful with 100 brachos. Now, there's a lot to talk about 100 brachos. I don't have really almost any time left. I wanted to share with you one quick anecdote that I saw last night in preparing for this. I don't have time to read it properly. There was a woman in Bnei Brak, a young woman. She had 11 children. And she was totally fine. And one day, she started not feeling well. And she went to the doctor, hoping to get good news. But unfortunately, she got very, very terrible, sad news. She was told that she has months to live, maximum a year or two to live. And her whole world came crashing down on her. She went from being a happy, healthy mother, teacher, special figure in the community, to being a person who was literally on death row, whose minutes were numbered, who literally, the story describes that she came back from the doctor that day when she got the terrible news, and her little two-year-old son came running into her arms, squeezed her like he never squeezed her before, and said, "Mommy, I love you so much." As if like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like giving her a hug from her son. Anyway, make a long story short, this woman, before she passed away, she ended up passing away, unfortunately. Before she passed away, she went on a mission. The Rabbanim told her to hide her machala, to hide her sickness, and she did that till the very, very end. And around 2 months before she passed away, she wrote a letter. An anonymous letter, because she still didn't want people to know who it was, changing some of the details in her life so people wouldn't know who it was, and telling everybody about what happened to her, and how you probably see me in the makolet, or you see me in the elevator even, and you think I'm totally fine, but I'm not fine. And her mission, her charge was, what she cared about most, as she was experiencing this most terrible, difficult time in her life, was, let's be mechazek and 100 brachas. For me, it wasn't a selfish thing. It was for others in Klal Yisrael. We live in times where, unfortunately, we turn on the radio, unfortunately there's one tragedy after another. You hear Rahman al-Islam, people drowning all the time on vacation in pools in Eretz Yisrael. Car accidents, I mentioned last week in the Shmuz, the danger of the roads in Eretz Yisrael, Rahman al-Islam. Not to mention, God forbid, balloons, terror balloons, v'chule, that exists over here. There's so much difficulty. Where do we start? Where do we start to try to think about Klal Yisrael? So the answer is, David HaMelech taught us. We start with 100 brachos. 100 brachos, we say them anyway. We say them anyway. We make 100 brachos anyway during the day. We daven shmonas, 57 brachos right there. We make brachos HaShachar in the morning, you have 15 more right there, you have 72 already. Without even getting into brachos Kriyashvan and other brachos that are part of davening as well. You're talking about saying them anyway. Says David HaMelech, here's the pizza, here's the plan. Just say them with a little bit more kavana. Recognize that every time you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you're talking to Hashem. And you're engaging in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, and Yiras Hashem, and clinging to Hashem. All the things that we're here in this world to do, all that Hashem asks from us is to connect and recognize and appreciate all the things that He does for us. Avosai, this is our charge, this is our challenge. We mentioned earlier today we live in a very confusing world. A lot of things pulling us in different directions. Imagine how our day would look if we would stop for 2 seconds before we made a bracha. 2 seconds. And stop and think about that bracha. And I want to close with the following thing. Razocha on the kola to have Avi Greenspan on the kola. Mirshem next week on Monday is going to come to our share in the morning when we start off share Mirshem. Give us a special talk. He's a tremendous inspiration, Avi. He actually sits right next to us in the base medrash, which is even bigger. Next time he davens, just stay next to him. Watch the motions he makes to remind himself about having kavana before he says Hashem's name, before he makes a bracha. It's mamish inspirational. Watch him make an asher yatzar after he goes to the bathroom. It's unbelievable. Once upon a time he was able to see, like you and I. Unfortunately he got sick. Tell you the story, you probably heard it already. And he can't see anymore. And the things we take for granted, he doesn't take for granted. And the things that we assume are just natural, he doesn't just assume that they are to be, because he doesn't have them, unfortunately, anymore. This is our charge, this is our challenge, this is our zechus. Take a 2 second stop before you make a bracha achrona right now. Ala michya, if you had some pretzels and the chocolate cookies, whatever. Or in the fushos, if you had a drink, whatever. Take 1 second. 1 more second before you make the bracha and think. Just think about what you're about to do. Think about the gifts that Hashem has bestowed upon us. She was open to be saved from all challenging things and to be zocha, as the pasuk ends off, the dove kabo, to cling to Hashem and to do what we're supposed to do in this world. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody.